A pán Tamáš Verdeš sa nám bude snažiť odpovedať na otázku, že či vôbec existuje deinstitucionalizácia. Vidíte, aké ťažké je to vysloviť, nie to ešte zrealizovať v Maďarsku.
Good morning from everyone. It's a big pleasure to me taking part in this forum, in this conference. Last night I lost my way with my car in the city, and I have two experiences with Bratislava. It's a beautiful city, and the people, the inhabitant in Bratislava is very friendly to help to find a way. I'm coming from Hungary, from Budapest, and I'm working in a human rights organization, Hungarian Civil Liberties Union. It's a watchdog organization. We are fully independent, which means that we have no money from the state, from the government, from political parties. We have money just from private donors. We are working since 1994, and we are working in several fields. Rights for political freedom, rights for free press, rights for Roma, Sinti, or guys, and rights of people with disabilities. I'm working in the disability rights program. In my presentation, divided into three parts. First of all, I had to summarize the history of the institution system in Hungary. Second, I tried to give basic information on the situation of the institutionalization in Hungary. And last, I tried to give conclusion, a summarize of our experience in the last 22 years. Let's go to the first, the historical background, the institution system in Hungary. I think we are in a similar situation. You know that the residential large-scale institutions were a very important part of the social policy of the communist regime in this part of Europe. After 1945, the new social communist regime established a lot of institutions in the rural area in Hungary, it was very important that the people from the cities have to go to the institutions in this rural area. Each facility has an average of 100 or 300 people. These institutions were really mass institutions in Old Castle. It was very important in this system that people with disabilities placed under guardianship and forced to move to the institutions. It's a very important phenomena of the present Hungarian system that there is a forced migration system. Please, the next. slide. Thank you. This institutional system means a forced migration system. In the past and today too, you see on the slide just one example, the biggest example, that is the capital of Hungary, Budapest. Budapest is a founder of several institutes on the land, and it's very important that these institutions is placed on the border of the nation. You can see black, red, and purple lines. This means the black lines means the journey for people with disabilities. The red is the journey for elderly people from Budapest, and the purple is the people labeled psychiatric patients. The next slide, you can see an example. There is a very big castle. Here live 300 people, 280 kilometers far from Budapest, on the Austrian-Hungarian border. I work in this institution. In one room, you can find 6 until 10 people in the bed. Is a really total institute. 20 kilometers from here, you can find another institute for psychiatric patient, and that is the biggest institute in Hungary. That in one building, in one institute, lives 700 people from Budapest, so far from the city. This is the legacy of the communist system that live today. And this system has a very unfortunately consequences. If you read the statistics on people with intellectual disabilities, you can find that in Budapest, in the capital of Hungary, was born 10,000 people with intellectual disability, but you can find there just a half of these 10,000 people, 5,000 people from the capital disappeared. They are living in this and in many other institutions on the land. I think this forced migration is one of the most important human rights issues in Hungary. Okay, this is the legacy of the communist system, and now we can see what happened after the collapse of the Berlin Wall, of the collapse of the socialist regime. We can see in several fields developments, and there are other fields who we can don't see developments. In the next, I try to summarize the first of all the political and professional discourse. Second, the legislation and the lawmaking, the finance, third, and the structure of the welfare system. At the end, you don't see on the slide, I have any to say on the role of the European Union. Okay, first, what happened in the political and professional discourse at the level of what we say, what we talking. There is a really development at the level of the discourse. There is a really moving from the medical to a social model of disability. If you open a book, you can find the same text what you find in Germany or in England or in Brussels. I think it's a very important development. Our language really changed. Second, after 1989, you can research what happened in this system. You can research how lives people with disabilities. There is a lot of research on the total institutions, which means total institutions after Irving Goffman. We have a language also, and we have several scientific success in this field. This research shows that people with disabilities in the institutions suffers from abuse and neglect. They don't want to live in the institutions, and so on. And last, what we see in the political and professional discourse, the promoting of the reform. In the last 20 years, very, very short after the political change, we have started to talking about reform. In the last 20 years, we have very, very, very conference. We had very, very lot of conference, and we have a lot of books about how to make the change. Okay, next slide, please. What we see in the legislation and lawmaking. We can separate from each other the big of the the upper and the lower level of the legal system. We can see that Hungary has ratified the big international documents. We were the second state in the world who ratified the CRPD, and we had in 1998 law by the Hungarian Parliament to close all the institutions for people with disabilities until 2010. In the last 2 years, this paragraph of the disability law was abolished. At the lower level of the law system, at the legal system, we have to see that nothing has changed. Nothing has changed in the Social Act, in the Mental Health Law, in the administrative regulations, in the administration level. We are operating now yet with the old institutional system. The finance system in the same way didn't change in the last 20 years. Okay, next slide. It's an example from this legal situation. This legal situation that is Hungary is very proud that last year the government made a national strategy for deinstitutionalization. Yes, we have a strategy for deinstitutionalization. You can see between 2011 and 2041. 41. I don't know what do you think about it. I think this is a skiffy. This is a skiffy scientific. What is skiffy? You know that, yes? This is a skiffy. It's a radical reform for 30 years. The strategy has the title Strategy for the Institutionalization, but you read this, and the European Deinstitutionalization Expert Group read and read this document. They said it's a very, very risky strategy. It's the first danger is the overinvestment in the current institutional arrangement, and I think it's a very, very big danger. In the strategy, you can see that supported livings mean three type of service. First, a flat. In the flat lives with support one people. I think it's good. Second, the small group homes. There is a debate, or small group home mentioned supported living or not. But the third, it's very dangerous. Supported living means in this document a big home for 50 disabled people. 50 disabled people. 50 disabled people is not Anders as an institution, it's a total institution, as I know. Yes, the expert group said there is two institutional alternatives. I think this document is a very good example from the change what happened in the last 20 years. The new Hungarian government didn't change this situation. Okay, next, finance and support. In the last 20 years, we had talking a lot of about the institutionalization, between 1998 and 2006, Hungary spent 75 billion euro from the Hungarian budget to made new institutions and expand the old institutions. You can find, you can see this photo. The old institutions lived 200 people, and if I know good, the new 250 people lives in the new institutions. The next slide, you can see some data. You can see data from 1995 and 2011. You can see a number of residents in institutions didn't change. You can see a growing the people in the institutions. Generally, in one institutions live 100 people, many of them larger as 100 people institutions. You can see some data from the alternative to the institutions, number of users in short terms or crisis homes. This is in the whole city, in the whole Hungary, you can see, you can find just 2,084 beds from short care, short care homes for people with disabilities. You can see a big growing in the number of users in small group homes. You can see in 1995, you can see null. There was no people in small group homes, and now 2,000 people. You have to know that the 2/3 of the small group homes placed in the gardens of the big institutions. And just one data: people under guardianship at the lower, at the lowest column. In the last 20 years, you can find a very strong growing people under guardianship. The data shows that there is no development in the real system. Okay. I have to summarize what happened. There is a lot of actors. What they did in the last times. It's very important that the politicians has a lack of understanding the problems of the institutionalization. There is a very small knowledge and don't understand what is it important people with disabilities coming out from the institution. The local governments is interested maintaining the institutions. You know maybe that Hungary has a lowest employment rate in the European Union, and a lot of institutions you can find in the rural area. An example: the photo you said in this small village. In this village live 1,500 people. Half of them. Is between 18 and 65. They need job. They need work. And 250 from these people works in the institutions. I see that you don't need forward explanation the problem. The local government is interested maintaining the institution. The staff of institutions are in the similar situation. They have a very big fear from losing their job. Inhabitant of the community, there is one. I know just one scientific research about attitudes. The people in Hungary, I think the ideologies has consequences. The ideologies, the communistician area. This research show that people, inhabitant of a lot of communities, insensitive and phlegmatic against people with disabilities. In last weeks, it's news from Hungary that a small village, the inhabitant from the village, protect against establish small group homes in the village. But I think it's not general from the whole state. There is there are good examples. Very not a lot of examples, but we can find it. Okay, and the service users and disabled people and their families is the only group who are interested in the institutionalization, I think. They lived in a very, very hard situation. They have to choose between live in the institution in a very hard situation or live at home without any support. Without any support, they can get a very low financial support, but they can't use the school, the bus, they can't go back in the office, and so on. A very large problem with the advocacy work in Hungary. The most of the advocacy organization is financed by the state. And a lot of organizations have an own service. The biggest advocacy organizations has a very, very big dependency from the state, and in the last 2 years, under the right-wing two-thirds government, the situation was harder. In the last month, we made an open letter to the minister, to the Ministry of the Social Affairs, and my colleagues from the university has signed this document. 2 weeks later, I get an email. We don't sign your open letter next month because of a telephone from the ministry. We get a calling from the ministry, and they ask me, please not sign under such a document because of you have to work next year. It's a very hard situation now in Hungary. Okay, and the last actors is the European Union, not the last side, but the last actors, the European Union. The European Union has a lot of money and give us money to change the system. But what really happened is that the European Union help us to maintain the old institutional system. We buy new beds in the old institutions. We build new blocks to the old institutions from the money of the European Union. The European Union know that problem. They made recommendation to Hungary, but I think this is not enough. The European Union has a strong control over the use of the structural funds. If the European Union don't do that, we will have a lot of new institutions. Okay, the conclusion is, you can see, the last 3 years there was not an industry transformation, but just on the surface, and the biggest lack if our work, I think, that there is no disability movement in Hungary. My most important experience in my job that I can't influence the decision making of the government without the people with disabilities, and I think we need for a stronger service user movement and a stronger control from the European Union. Thank you for your attention.
Neviem, či svietím. Áno. Takže ďakujeme pánovi Tamášovi Verdešovi, ktorý nám tak trochu cez situáciu v Maďarsku pripomenul situáciu na Slovensku. Tiež som si vedela niektoré mestá v Maďarsku zameniť za naše miesta na Slovensku. Lepšie sa to počúva, keď sa to deje u susedov, ale zmeny musíme urobiť aj my, takže dúfam, že budeme mať spoločný cieľ. A ešte mám takú jednu víziu, že nebudeme čakať, kým tie kritériá zavedú v Bruseli, ale že my sami nebudeme chcieť do tých kaštieľov alebo do tých veľkých zariadení nové postele, ale že začneme uvažovať z pohľadu užívateľov služieb a pôjdeme za nimi my. Tak to je taká naša vízia.